This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is coming up. It is almost here, and it is a historic year for this event. January 20th, 2025 marks the 30th celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at the annual breakfast presented by General Mills. 35 years of community connection and celebration for people right here in the great state of Minnesota. We are so fortunate to have a company like General Mills here in our community that understands and celebrates the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the holiday breakfast. Best Buy is also on board with this to benefit students who want to go to college, who want to have a better future, but need that additional support. This breakfast raises money for the United Negro College Fund, a historic and legacy organization that gives out scholarship money to deserving students. And this year's breakfast, I tell you, is going to be even more special because Michelle Norris is going to be the keynote speaker, our very own Michelle Norris. I tell you, this woman has gone from South Minneapolis to around the world and represented our community so well. And so it is our job and obligation to support her. More about how you can get tickets in just a moment, but I am excited to have Miss Laverne is what I call her. The regional director for UNCF is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Laverne, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Shaletta. I am just so thrilled to join you and just excited to really share more information about our 35th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Breakfast presented by General Mills in support of UNCF, or for some who may not know who we are, United Negro College Fund.
And this event takes place on January 30th. A lot of people are looking for a way to celebrate Dr. King's legacy. It's a day on, not a day off. This could be that event for you. Yes, ma'am.
It's January 20th. You said
January
20th.
I'm sorry, January 20th. Thank you. The last segment I had was January 30th. So it is January 20th, Dr. King's holiday. A lot of us are looking for a way to have a day on and not a day off. And this could be the wonderful start of your day. Talk to me about the holiday breakfast. 35 years. The theme this year is One People. The event will honor the life of Dr. King and raise funds for students, not all across the country, Ms. Laverne, but the money that Will be raised from this event at the Minneapolis Convention Center on January 20th will go to students right here in the Twin Cities.
You are so right, and we are just so proud to be able to support our local students who choose to go to college and who choose to go to our historically black colleges and universities, which, you know, most people know that they're basically down south. We do have some here in the Midwest or the central part of the country, but most of our students choose to go to college at some of these HBCUs, and we're proud to be able to support them. And we do have students who go to some of our local universities as well, here at University of Minnesota, Augsburg. So we support students going to any colleges. But because we are United Negro College Fund, we have 37 member private colleges where students choose to go. And we are, you know, more than excited and proud to be able to provide scholarships to them to, you know, help them close those financial gaps that we all know our students experience, and parents have to, you know, have that extra support to help those students.
Now, this year's event is happening on January 20th. Many of us will be off from work that day. A wonderful opportunity for you to bring your entire family. This is an event that kids and children can come to. I appreciate, Ms. Laverne, that every year you do such a great job of bringing more and more young people to this event so that they can not only participate and be a part of, but they see themselves. You know, a couple of years ago, y'all had the dance troupe and the drum line,
right,
and it was just
right.
Great for the young people to feel like that they were a part of this event. And then this year you have Michelle Norris, who's going to be talking about race and culture and communication
right.
in America. And I want to talk to you about, you know, Dr. Rachel Hardiman. She's going to be there from the Center of Anti-Racism Research for Health Equity. You guys have some heavy hitters. How did you come up with the theme and get all these amazing people to be on the stage at one time?
Yeah, well, as you know, as we said, our theme is One People. And it's really, you know, was a collaborative effort with UNCF and General Mills to really brainstorm, you know, every year about what we would talk about and what we would want our speakers to talk about. And as a result of that collaboration, we look at, you know, all of the messages from Dr. King over the years. You know, he's more than just I Have a Dream speech. So we look at all of those elements of what he has spoken about over the years, what his messages have been to this country as a whole. And as a result, One People was inspired by his message where he quoted, was quoted saying, "We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny." And that basically boils down to whatever affects one of us directly affects all of us indirectly. And, you know, out of many come one. And, you know, we're a country that's really trying to be unified, and we want this message to resonate with our community, with our corporate leaders, with our corporate and civic community, our young people, everyone who wakes up on January 20th and has made that decision to attend the breakfast. We want that message to come through loud and clear. Michelle Norris, I think, will really bring that home for us in her keynote message, but she will also be moderated in a conversation by Dr. Rachel Hardiman, as you have mentioned, and Rachel is doing such great work at the University of Minnesota. And as you mentioned, her work is a mouthful in terms of, you know, what she does. She is that endowed, I'm trying to really make sure I say it all right, because when you look at her background.
She has so many. Oh my gosh, you could just list them all day of all the accolades, awards, and accomplishments that she has. And, you know, I want to make sure that people know they can go to mlkbreakfast.com. That's mlkbreakfast.com to purchase tickets for the event, get more information. And, you know, they, you know, everything that you need is there. I'm so excited that so many of our local companies, Miss Laverne, and I just want to highlight a couple of the sponsors,
just to
be proud of the fact that we are in Minnesota. 3M, Alina, Anderson, Cargill, Carlson Foundation, C.H. Robinson, CHS, Delta Dental of Minnesota, Ecolab, Medtronic, the Timberwolves and the Lynx, Mortenson, SPS Commerce, United Health Group, Wells Fargo, Winnebago, and Xcel Energy. All of these companies, in addition to Best Buy, Target, and General Mills, are making sure that, you know, we have a day and an opportunity to kick the morning off celebrating Dr. King's legacy and coming together. And, you know, for me, Miss Laverne, when I go to this event every year, I'm excited to hear the keynote speaker. I'm excited to get energized. I'm excited to almost kind of like, I feel like I'm getting my marching orders for the year.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you are, because it kicks off the day. And as we all know, this is the same day as the inauguration. And we're hoping in our attendance that people will use this as a catalyst to really stay positive and to really honor and celebrate Dr. King's legacy. You know, it's just a wonderful opportunity to, you know, continue his legacy. And we've always had such great attendance. This is one of the largest breakfasts around the country. We have up to and over 2,000 people who attend this breakfast at 7:30 in the morning. Our doors will open at 7. The programming will begin at 7:30, and the actual event itself is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. So we encourage all of the people who have not purchased tickets yet, and our ticket sale will close on Monday, end of day, January 13th. So you still have a couple of days to get tickets. And like you said, go to mlkbreakfast.com, where all of that information is there for you. It's a wonderful place to be.
It is. And, you know, one of the things, Ms. Laverne, for us is that, you know, getting the kids dressed up, helping them to understand the importance of the day. Why are we here? What are we celebrating? You know, oftentimes lessons about Dr. King and, you know, people who have made such contributions in this country are not necessarily all taught in schools. There's so much more you can learn by going to an event like this, not just by yourself, but also with your children. And for me, it's more than just hearing the message and getting my marching orders, but it's connecting in community. I didn't realize how much I missed being at the breakfast, Miss Laverne, until COVID happened, and then we had to do it virtually. When we came back in that room and everybody was in there and we got together, there's something about being in the place. That I know that energy. You all have a virtual offering, but talk to me about the feeling in the room and what it's like to actually be there.
It's that energy. It's that one opportunity of the day where the community comes together, the corporate community comes together, the civic community our nonprofit community. It is really one of the most sought after events for the day. And I think it gets people, you know, jump started, and you get to, you know, it's like a homecoming. You get to see everybody. You get to really honor what the day is about. And it gets you charged and motivated. And then with our entertainment being this year, the Sounds of Blackness, three-time Grammy-winning Sounds of Blackness will be performing, but we'll also have a special performance by Thread Dance Project and a choral reading by our young people from Vocal Essence, Singers of the Age. So we feel like there will be something for everybody that morning. And to your point about, you know, honoring and continuing our historical perspective of what Dr. King did for this country, it really is more important now than ever to really keep history before us so that our children can know that he made a difference in this world, that he brought people together, and especially in light of, you know, Supreme Court rulings and the dismantling or the attempt to dismantle DEI initiative. We need to really keep the history and the purpose of what one people really means to everyone.
Well, I can't thank you enough for doing this work, Ms. Laverne, and everything that you have done to make sure that this breakfast goes on, the legacy continues, and we don't lose sight of the mission. Ms. Laverne, the Regional Director for UNCF, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about the annual Martin Luther King Breakfast presented by General Mills. MLKBreakfast.com is where you can get your tickets. You only have a few more days left, so you do not want to miss an opportunity to get out and get your tickets, not just for you, but for your entire family. It is 1:20. It's the Shaletta Show, and we'll be back.